Today we will be beginning to discuss the Bigdei Kohuna, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. We know that a Kohen Hedyot, which means the regular Kohen, had four begodim, four distinct pairs of clothes, which was the hat, the shirt, the pants and the belt, the gartel. Mashenki, the Kohen Gadol, had shmoine begodim, a set of eight clothing. Today we're going to start by discussing the me'il, which is the robe of the Kohen Gadol. Now one may ask, why are we starting with the me'il? Why do you have the choshen, you have these very, the tzitz, very choshev begodim. Why are we starting with the me'il? And the truth is, the reason why we are starting with the me'il is because 2 years ago, a group of chassidim decided that it's high time that there is a set pattern of learning Likutei Sichos, that the same way there's a Daf Yomi, you finish Shas over a couple of years, there should be over a couple of years you finish Likutei Sichos. So they started this 8-year track, and where the track is holding is Chelek Tezayin, and the two Sichos in Tetzave and Chelek Tezayin actually discuss the Me'il. So to join with the Tzibur, which is learning the Miftzah Likutei Sichos, we are going to be starting with the Me'il. The Torah in Parshas Tetzave has a few psukim about the Me'il. It tells us what's supposed to be on bottom of the Me'il and what's supposed to be on top of the Me'il. We'll start with what's on bottom. What's on bottom is Pamoin Zoverimoin, Pamoin Zoverimoin. That they had these bells, and you had these pomegranates, and the Me'il made a lot of noise when the Kohen Gadol came. It was like a mitzvah tank. You knew that he was coming from afar. He was with the Ganze Shturim. The Kohen Gadol was a person that, when he came, you knew he was coming. Now Rashi has a very interesting shita. A lot of people understand the way the robe was set up, that the pomegranate was like the case for the bell. The bell would be ringing in the pomegranate. It would make a lot of noise, because it's like shaking back and forth. But Rashi learns that the bells, the pomoin and the pomegranate, were separate. You had hollow pomegranates, and you had bells, two different. You know, it was like a decoration that went around. So of course it made noise, but the bells were not in the pomegranate. The Ramban questions Rashi, and he says, if the pomoinim were hollow, so then it should have been tapuchim, it should have been apples. Why pomegranates? That's what he writes. And all the Mefarshim want to know, why is the Ramban saying that it should be apples? Like, why is apples better than pomegranates if they're hollow? Why? What does that mean, that instead of pomegranates, it should be apples? What does the Ramban mean? And for years and years, people didn't understand. Until, of course, Chassidus and the Rebbe. And the Rebbe Poshet explained it in a very, very beautiful sicha in the Shabbos of Tetzaveh Tovshin Lamed Hei. And it was came out in Likutei Sichos Chelek Tes Zayin. You first have to understand, why is it that the Kohen Gadol is walking around with noise? What's behind it? Usually we say, you serve the Eibishter quietly, softly, loy berash Hashem, you don't make a big shturim. Seemingly, avoidance Hashem is a very personal, private thing. And here the Kohen Gadol is walking around, the Mvun Nora gate, it's jingling von alle Seiten. What's behind it? So Chassidus tells us that there's a difference between the Avodah of the Tzaddik and the Avodah of the Baal Tshuva. The Tzaddik, he was always brought up in Kedusha, so his Avodah is without a Shturim, because he's always, this is his home. I was once trying to explain to somebody that a lot of people, they come visit a shul once in a while, high holidays, When you're a chassid shayid, your shul is your house. This is where you live. You're brought up from a kid. It's not a place you come to visit. It's a place where you live. Beis chayenu. It's a place where we left. The Baal Tshuva, or someone that were explored the world a little bit, when he realizes that he's on a wrong path and he wants to come close to Hashem, he comes running back. It's with a shturim. So the noise represents someone that's doing tshuva. He's coming back with a passion, with excitement, with a whole deep feeling. You'll see the difference between someone that's in the mode of tshuva. They're just bislavos. They're completely excited about avodas Hashem. The Kohen Gadol, who represents the entire Klal Yisrael, so he has in his avodah the avodas HaTzadikim, but he also has to represent those which are doing tshuva. That's why the Kohen Gadol has pamoinim. He has these rings on his garment. But he also has, for that reason, the rimoinim. We know that the rimoin is the mashal that we bring for Poishe Yisrael. What's the example we want to say that every year does Torah mitzvahs? We say, Afilu Poishe Yisrael, even somebody that sins, Malaya mitzvahs kerimoin, is filled like mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. The pomegranate represents somebody that's what maybe sinned in the past, but now it's time to come closer to the Eibishter. And that's why the pamoinim and the rimoinim, they go together. Says the Ramban, if you're going to separate them, if you're removing the bells from the rimoin, so then you might as well have tapuchim. Tapuach is a mashal on tzaddikim. The avoidas of tzaddikim are compared to the avoidas of tapuach. So therefore, if you're taking the tshuva out of the rimoin, says the Ramban, so then you might as well deal with the tzaddikim, deal with the tapuchim. But the idea is that the me'il represents the combination and the complete representation of Sai, the avoida of tzaddikim, and also the avoida of the Balei Teshuva. On the top of the me'il, there's a very interesting din that they had. Well, I'll read for you the English translation. You should make the robe worn under the apron, the ephod, entirely out of turquoise wool. Its collar at the top should be hemmed inside the work of a professional weaver, like the collar of a coat of armor. It must not be torn. Now, Rashi tells us that this din of lo yikorea, that it should not be torn, is a full lav. It's miminyan ha-mitzvahs, that it cannot be torn. And Rashi's lashon is, when Rashi describes not tearing the me'il, the top of the me'il, Rashi says that the same way you're not allowed to tear the me'il, also you're not allowed to lo yizach ha-choshen, you're not allowed to remove the choshen from the center, and the badei ha-orin as well. And in the likut, which is chelek tetzav aleph, in the kutisich is chelek lamed, chelek tezayin, the Rebbe brings down a Rambam. The Rambam says that whoever rips the top of the me'il, no matter what, you get malchus. That's because you did a lav, you ripped the me'il. What happens when you rip other parts of the big day kuna? Let's say you rip the pants. So if you rip it derech hashchasa, if you did it to intentionally ruin it, you get malchus. So the Rambam makes a difference. The me'il, if you rip it anyway, even if it's not derech hashchasa, you get malchus. The other begodim, if you rip it regularly in use, you don't get malchus. If you rip it derech hashchasa, then you will get malchus. And this is the way the Minchas Chinuch explains the Rambam, that there's a difference between the regular Big Day Kahuna and the Me'il. However, When you look in Rashi, where Rashi doesn't make this difference, Rashi compares lo yizach achoshen to the din of lo yikareya by the me'il, says the Rebbe. Darf lefize oiskum, and according to Rashi, it should come out as nidokin chilek and doifen akriya tzvishin de me'il and andre big de kohuna. According to Rashi, there is no difference between the me'il, the robe, and all the other begodim. Even by the other begodim, if you rip it, even if it's not derech hashchasa, any beged kohuna that you rip, you are oiver on a lav, and you get malchus. According to Rambam, only the me'il, if you rip it, you get malchus, even if it wasn't intentional. The other begodim, you have to intentionally destroy, derech hashchasa. But according to Rashi, whether you had in mind to destroy or not, any beged kohuna that you rip, just like the me'il, someone will get malchus.